Stanley Cup playoffs. We're down to the final four and the conference finals. To talk about that and some rumors flying around about the New York Islanders, we bring in Brian Compton from NHL.com. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Doing great, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I am definitely going to get to the Stanley Cup playoffs with you. But, of course, I mentioned that you were going to be on with me and asked if anybody, any of the listeners, had any questions. And I got flooded with a whole bunch of questions from from Islander fans. Nervous, uptight, worried Islander fans. And so we'll start there. You know, anytime an architect, a front office architect like Lou Lamoriello is floating around there, and certainly we all know what he did with the New Jersey Devils, what's the latest on the rumors? Is he going to be coming to the Islanders, and if so, in what capacity?
Yeah, there's a lot of smoke here, Lori. I mean, everything is very tight-lipped in East Meadow. I can tell you that nothing is coming out of the Islanders per se, but there just seems to be a lot of smoke as far as Lou Lamoriello coming to the Islanders is concerned. In what capacity? I would imagine it's GM, Lori. I can't see him coming just to be a senior advisor. That's his role right now with the Maple Leafs after they relinquished his GM duties a couple weeks ago. So Lou still has a lot of passion for this game. I know he's 75 years old, but holy smokes, what a job that would be by the Islanders if they could land a guy like Lou Lamoriello to be their GM.
It would certainly be, it would feel like something, the kind of move that is transformative, both from a perception standpoint in the area, from the media standpoint, from the fan base standpoint, and then the kind of move that, based on his track record, would be transformative on the ice as a result. Let's say that move is out there. The other rumor, though, that's out there as well is Dean Lombardi, the former GM from the Kings and the Sharks. That's also a rumor that's floating around connected to the Islanders. What are you hearing there?
Nothing. I don't know where that came from, to be honest. Mike Carver and I had Arthur Staple on our podcast last week, and he said that there's just no chance that Dean Lombardi's coming to the Islanders. Can things change in a week? I suppose, but unless it's a scenario where Gard Snow is relinquished of all of his duties, I don't see how there's room for Gard Snow, Lou Lamoriello, and Dean Lombardi. So we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. So let's say that, as you said, there's smoke with the Lou Lamoriello rumor. What does that look like with Garth Snow sticking around in some capacity? You know, how does that work when you have someone who's so accomplished in Lou Lamoriello and Garth Snow sitting there? Is it just strictly that Garth's a figurehead?
Garth is team president now, so I could see a scenario where he keeps that role and Lou takes over as general manager. I mean, it's essentially the same situation in Toronto. Brendan Shanahan was and is team president up there, and Lou was the GM. So I don't think it's a scenario. Lou and Garth know each other well. They're pretty friendly with each other, Lori. So it's a scenario that I could see take shape here, where Garth would stay on as president, but Lou would take over the hockey ops.
All right. If it were to happen, what would you want his first move to be?
Resign Jonathan Bernes. I mean, that's what they have to do. Right? I mean, look, and this could be one of those moves that John Tavares is waiting for, right? I mean, John wants to win. He's going to get paid no matter where he goes, Lori. So to bring in a guy like Lou Lamoriello could really have John Tavares say himself, man, I mean, now he talk about a reason to stay, a guy who's won the Stanley Cup 3 times. So I still think we're going to see John get to that window where he can talk to other teams at the end of June, but just because he owes it to himself more than anything else. But you bring in a guy like Lou Lamoriello, I think that really would help the Islanders' cause to bring back John Tavares for another 8 years.
It adds a whole lot of credibility to a franchise that right now, from a front office standpoint, certainly doesn't have much. We're talking to Brian Compton from NHL.com. All right, let's turn to the playoffs and what have been some pretty exciting playoffs so far. Now, starting with the game that was played on Sunday today earlier, are you surprised that the Washington Capitals are up 2-0, playing at Tampa Bay? Did you see this coming?
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, I thought that they had a really good chance against the Penguins, more just because I thought they were due. I mean, they face those guys every year. You had to think that they would get over the hump one of these years, Lori. But Tampa Bay was my preseason pick to win it all, and to see them lose these first two games and get against the Caps, not only losing, Lori, but in the fashion that they've lost these two games, Washington has done a remarkable job, and you have to think that they're going to make their way to the Stanley Cup Final with a 2-0 lead going home here.
I was going to ask you, do you think that, you know, is the series over? And we don't usually feel that way up 2-0, but especially to be up 2-0 on the road, the way they've dominated. And then on top of that, the advantage they have with Braden Holtby, the advantage they have in goalie. If a team is going to come back, usually you've got to have, from this kind of circumstance, you have to have a goalie who stands on his head. And I just don't see that for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and Vasilevsky looked like he had really figured things out after stumbling a bit down the stretch over the second half of the season. He was great the first two rounds against the Devils and the Bruins, but Washington has really had his number here these first two games. And like you said, Holtby's been great. So can the Lightning get back in the series? Sure. I mean, they're deep enough and they're talented enough, but they've got to figure this out in a hurry, and they're going to have to do it in a hostile environment.
And then meanwhile, Tampa head coach, John Cooper, Cooper had said after the first game, that after the first loss, he said he wasn't making a lot of changes, that the only change that Tampa Bay needed was that they simply just needed to play better. They didn't play well in game one. They just needed to play better. Now, if you're John Cooper, what do you say after game two to your team, and what kind of changes does he need to make?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything personnel-wise, Lori. I mean, people were saying that Louis Domingue, their backup, needs to start in Game 3. There's just no way. I mean, they're living and dying here with Andrei Vasilevskiy in net. Like I was saying earlier, they're talented enough to get back in the series. They've got to be smarter. They've got to shoot the puck when they have the chance. I mean, they had 5 or 6 golden opportunities to shoot it from the slot tonight, Lori, and look for the pass instead. You can't do that, especially at this time of year. So they've just got to play their game. They got to be more disciplined. They took a lot of stupid penalties tonight. That has to change moving forward. If they do those things, they can certainly find their way back into the series.
If the Capitals do go ahead, and I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself and say, speculate who wins the Stanley Cup yet, but if they were to win, does this change the narrative entirely on how we look at Alex Ovechkin?
It has to, right? I mean, you know what? I think a lot of that is unfair. I mean, Alex Ovechkin has something like 107 points in 115 playoff games. Mm-hmm. I don't have the numbers in front of me, Lori, but it's something certainly along those lines. So, look, he's the captain. He's the superstar. So he's going to get the bulk of the credit or the bulk of the blame when things go good or bad. But there's a lot of talent there in Washington. They have enough to get it done. And Barry Trotz, his contract is up when this is all over. Mm-hmm. So he's going to cash in one way or the other, that's for sure.
Talking to Brian Compton about the Stanley Cup playoffs, and I want to switch to the other series, to the Western Conference for a moment, which honestly I'm more intrigued by, because I love the matchup in the two teams, and maybe, I guess, as an East Coast person myself, it's also easier to like and root for these teams as opposed to looking at the others as a New Yorker. But let's start with this. The country of Canada has not had a Stanley Cup winner that they could call their own, from a Canadian team since 1993.
Yeah.
You know, for people listening who maybe are just either casual hockey fans, or, maybe they're listeners to our station, they're baseball fans, they're football fans, help people understand just how important, how meaningful it would be if Winnipeg wins the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it would be enormous. For anyone who's even tuned into the games in Winnipeg on NBC Sports Network these first few rounds, Lori, it's bedlam up there. It really is. It's a party. It's the smallest rink in the NHL, just a shade over 15,000 seats. And then you pan outside, and the whole city is just hanging mm-hmm. out. They don't have tickets to the game. They're going nuts outside over goals and wins up there in Winnipeg. So, look, it would be huge. Like you said, no Canadian team has won since Montreal in 93. There's been a couple of chances, Vancouver, Calgary. those two teams that have had chances to win it all. So Ottawa as well. So, I mean, look, they've waited long enough, right? I mean, are they going to get it done? I don't know. Vegas has been just a remarkable story. And even if they get past the Golden Knights, would they beat a team like Washington or Tampa Bay? We'll just have to wait and see. But it's a young team. It's a fast team. It's a really talented team and a team that's really fun to watch as well.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, this is their game. And we just play it. But this is their game. This would be, you know, if we, you know, hadn't won a World Series in the United States in a decade or something like this, we would go nuts. And this is their game. And to have such a drought, it would just be such a great story if Winnipeg won. The other incredible story, of course, then you have the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah.
And they're, nominally at least, they are an expansion team. And to have an expansion team potentially get to the Stanley Cup Finals, you know, and maybe win a cup, again, how help us put in perspective what we're seeing here with Vegas.
I can't. Honestly, I know you want reasoning here, Lori. It's inexplicable what they have done from the start of the season. I mean, you go back to that awful tragedy with the mass shooting right before opening night.
That's right, yeah.
They just built off of it from there. I mean, the opening night that they had there was so emotional and so amazing. And they have rolled since day one with a bunch of guys that were no, you know, every player essentially that they have, Lori, were scraps from every other team in the league. William Karlsson scored 41 goals after having, I think it was 15, whatever it was, with the Blue Jackets last year, Lori. So, and Fleury has just, not rejuvenated because he had a hell of a run in Pittsburgh, but he's been a great story out there. Nate Schmidt, who is like Washington's seventh or eighth defenseman, has been fantastic for these guys. It's crazy what they're doing. You have to think that luck is going to run out. Maybe it does here against the Jets, but what a story. It's just remarkable what they've done since day one.
And I don't mean to rub salt in the wounds, but how crushing to Islander fans that George McPhee is the architect. You know, he's the general manager. He's the architect of this expansion team that now is in, you know, in the conference finals. And he was an advisor in the front office. They could have replaced Gar Snow and brought in George McPhee.
Yeah, he has ties to John Ledecky, who was a former co-owner of the Washington Capitals, going back to McPhee's days with them. So, look, just getting back to Lamoriello for a second, Lori, they need this for the accountability that they keep talking about that they just simply haven't shown over these past couple of years. They need to show John Tavares how serious they are about winning. They need to show their fans that they're serious about winning. You know, words are one thing, actions are another. Doesn't mean Garth has to be fired, but clearly something pretty major has to change here, and it's probably going to be sooner rather than later because, you know, you have the draft next month, and then July 1 will be here before you know it.
You mentioned the draft. I'll use another question that one of our listeners wanted to ask you, and that is, what would you say is the Rangers' biggest draft need, you know, in terms of young talent going into this draft?
Defense. I mean, they have a couple of talented forwards here, centers now with Elias Anderson and Philip Chytil. So they filled a couple of needs there. Now they need another defenseman, especially now with, you know, Girardi's out of the picture and Ryan McDonough is obviously traded to Tampa Bay at the deadline there. So they need a really, really solid young defenseman to come in here. And, you know, having the ninth pick in the draft, they're going to have their choice of two or three guys, I would think.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they had the first pick in the draft. That would have helped for a young defenseman. That might have helped.
Yeah. No doubt, because that kid Dolan's going to be off the charts for Buffalo. There's no question about that.
That'll be the next star that we'll be seeing in the NHL. All right. I have to let you go. Unfortunately, our time is up. So just real quick, if I force you to pick one team and say who's your cup favorite of the final four remaining, who do you got?
With the way they're going right now, I'm going to say Winnipeg, but don't count out these Caps, Lori. I mean, like we were talking about, they've looked awfully good throughout those first two games in Tampa. So it should be a lot of fun no matter who makes it.
All right, go Canada. Maybe we'll get a Canadian Cup winner. I think that's what I'll be pulling for. 12:40, really appreciate the time. Thank you, Brian Compton. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Lori, be well. Take care.